Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One study after another has backed up the science behind face masks. Your chances of infecting people around you in close quarters is dramatically reduced when you are wearing a mask. But there's some new thinking that even a simple cloth mask is doing a lot more to protect you than we had first realized. Dr. Monica Gandhi is an infectious disease physician at the University of California, San Francisco. Thank you for joining us. So
we
had been told for the past few months, once the position changed from not wearing masks to wearing masks, that the purpose of wearing a cloth mask was if you were infected and you coughed or sneezed, it would protect another person from catching what you might already have. But there's more to it than that?
Yes. So, I mean, I think we may have done a disservice at the very beginning to just say that you're protecting others. So there are multiple reasons for wearing a mask. And one is definitely that. The biggest thing we found out about this virus pretty early on, spread it at high rates, and a lot of the virus can come out of your nose and mouth, even when you feel perfectly well. That's scary. That's called asymptomatic spread. That means you have to cover up, even if you feel fine, the place where it can come out of, which is your nose and mouth. And so that absolutely does protect others. But I think we may not have messaged enough that, of course, it's also protective. We think it's protective of you as an individual when you're out in public for yourself wearing a mask as well. And this kind of, the theory that we're talking about here is this goes back almost 100 years, but there's a theory that the more virus that you get into your system, whether you're an animal or a human, the more sick you get. And so what the cloth mask will do, or even the surgical mask or any mask you're wearing, is it prevents very much virus from getting in. And even if you do get sick, you're going to have mild or maybe even no symptoms at all.
So this comes down to viral load, basically, which is what we're all worried about, the health care, you know, professionals. That's why they PPE up so much, so they can reduce, because they're around this all the time. But if we put something between our mouth and the outside world, at least we've got something working for us.
I mean, actually, yeah, I think that's a very good point about healthcare workers, because before we knew about this, the healthcare workers were getting more sick. So there were healthcare workers, obviously, that died, you know, very early on, even in Wuhan, that even led to the description of the virus as a new virus out there. So there was a lot of exposure early on. There was kind of clouds of aerosol of virus all over the place, and you didn't even know it because people were feeling fine. And by putting that mask on yourself, you get less virus into your system, less of an inoculum, less of a dose, and then you're less likely to get sick. And that's pretty much true of many viruses. We haven't proven this with SARS-CoV-2 because you can't give people this particular fatal virus at, like, increasing doses in a laboratory and see when they die. That would be very unethical, but this has been done with animal models. And if little poor hamsters are put on a mask, or they put a mask on a hamster, they're less sick when they're exposed to the virus.
So given what we know about how even a cloth mask can prevent somebody who's ill from spreading it to someone else, and what we strongly suspect that it could also help somebody because it reduces the amount of virus particles they may receive from somebody who is already sick. Can you think of any, I don't know, sane reason why somebody would not want to wear a mask outside near people?
There is no sane reason not to wear a mask, except except if you're a small child. So less than two is not, two or less is not recommended by the state. And then there are, of course, some exceptions, like if they, people need to read lips and to not wear a mask during that time, but there are ones with open shields. Otherwise, all of this anti-mask sentiment, like none of it makes sense, actually, because the way to get through a pandemic faster is to get through a pandemic faster. Like, we're all miserable. Like, everyone's miserable. The shutdown, now not shutdown, down, up. Everyone's going to be miserable until we get through the pandemic. The way to get through a pandemic faster is to wear a mask, period. That's how countries have gotten through this more quickly.
Dr. Monica Gandhi, infectious disease physician, University of California, San Francisco.